The R. Paul Weber Museum was dedicated in autumn 1973 while the artist was still living. Then Federal President Gustav Heinemann's presence at the opening ceremony speaks to the fame. Some of Weber's works have made it into the history books, particularly his drawing The Doom, which shows an oversized grave into which a large crowd of people is walking. This work from 1932 seems almost prophetic, forebodingly depicting the catastrophe into which National Socialism would lead Germany. Decades after his death, many of Weber's works that take a critical stance on political or social issues are still relevant. His cautionary images of the destruction of nature and the environment are particularly thought-provoking. Weber returned to certain motifs repeatedly throughout the course of his work. He created chess games consisting of historical personalities such as Napoleon, Frederick the Great, and Maria Theresa. He also devoted himself to the figure of the medieval rogue Till Eulenspiegel and created numerous cheerful depictions of animals with great sensitivity. Weber produced countless prints of his pictures, as it was his aim that his work should not be traded at exorbitant prices. Andreas Paul Weber was born on the 1st of November in 1893 in Arnstadt in Thuringia and was trained at Erfurt's Arts and Crafts School. He was particularly influenced by his membership in the youth organization Jungwandervogel. During the First World War, Weber worked as a draughtsman and caricaturist for a military newspaper. He worked as a commercial artist in the 1920s and became well known as a book illustrator. He is best known for his illustrations of Reinhard the Fox, the famous Liar Münchhausen, and the works of Hans Sachs, a German poet. Early on, Weber was concerned about the growth of National Socialism, and in 1928 he joined the resistance circle around Ernst Niekisch. Niekisch sought synthesis between the ideas of socialism and nationalism. His resistance ideology was anti-democratic, anti-capitalist, anti-Western, and in part ethnic and racist. Weber was imprisoned for 6 months in 1937 because of his contacts with the resistance circle. From 1936, Weber lived with his family in Großriedstaaken, about 20 kilometers from Ratzeburg. After the end of the Second World War, Weber dealt intensively with topics that went far beyond the realm of daily politics. His so-called critical calendar launched in 1959. Weber preferred to work with the technique of lithography. Lithography is a planographic printing process. In Germany, limestone from the Bavarian town of Solnhofen is used as the printing plate. The principle of planographic printing is based on the chemical opposition of grease and water. A damp stone is placed on a flat surface. Then a special roller is used to roll ink containing grease onto the stone. The stone repels the ink, and only the drawing previously applied to the stone accepts the ink. In a lithographic press, the drawing is finally transferred from the stone to the paper. The production of a lithograph demands the highest amount of concentration and great craftsmanship from the artist, because the drawing must be applied to the stone in mirror image. A mistake in the line cannot be corrected, because the material does not allow this. Weber did not destroy his stone slabs. Thus, many of his original works can be admired in the basement of the museum as a stone collection. Weber died in Großriedstaaken on the 9th of November 1980. His urn was buried in the garden of the R. Paul Weber House under the impressive old yew tree.